Fifth parak Yevamis, Mishnah Aleph. This parak is discussing a concept. We learned before that a woman whose husband died without children and he had brothers, she is pending Yibum, Shemeres Yavum. The Deraisa, there's two things that can be done. Either Yibum, and he's married, she becomes married to the brother, or Chalitza, and that's instead of divorce, that dissolves the relationship and she gets married to whoever she wants. In Ma'is Midrabon, there's two other concepts called Maimar and get. Maimar is kedushin, get is a get. And with the raisa, the kedushin is not enough, and the get is not enough. Even if you do kedushin, you don't wear my kind of mitzvah until you do the yibum. Even if you gave a get, it doesn't free you up till you do the chalitza. But even so, since it's like an introduction to the either the relationship or the breaking of the relationship, Chacham said that once a person does maimar to one woman, he has to finish through with that woman. Can't switch to another one. Same thing, if one gave a get to a woman, one of the wives, then he set himself up for a process of chalitza, he can't do yibam anymore afterwards. So I'm going get aha get, which means that since the concept of the get is that even though we said it doesn't release her completely from the relationship, but whatever get does, it starts the process of being released. So he says that inasmuch as a get can do something, so once he gave a get to one of the wives of his deceased brother, so this household already has a get on it. What happens if afterwards he give a get to another wife of his brother? That second get is irrelevant, because in as far as there's a power of getting to affect this relationship, it was already given. What's a nafka mina? We learned before, but by chalitza, but it's also by get, that once he gives a get to a wife, he becomes usher to all the relatives. So here the question is his brother had two wives, Rivka and Rachel. He gave a get to Rivka and afterwards to Rachel. So he's definitely usher to all the krivois of Rivka because he gave her a get. The fact that he gave a second get to Rachel afterwards, since we're saying the second get is irrelevant, he still remains mutter to all the krivois of Rachel, the second wife. Same thing, blowing maimer after maimer. If so, he made a kedushin to one of the yivamis, then if he does maimer to the second one, it also doesn't take effect because he already did maimer to one of to this household, and there's only one maimer of her household. Surely, if he did yivam to one of the wives, there's no more room for yivam to the other ones. And surely by chalitza, which frees up the household, he did chalitza one wife. He's up to all the household. There's no room for more chalitzas. Chacham disagree. They say, yesh get acha get. Since a get is not fully severed the relationship, so compared to them, all the yavamis, all the wives of the original deceased brother, still have a certain shaykhas to yivam. And therefore, there is room to give a get to the second one, and if you gave get into two of them, then the karoidas of both of them will be also to him. Yesh ma'am acha maimer. You can have a maimer after maimer. But once he did the ilah, which is yibum or chalitza, that's a completely severs the relationship. And once he does it to one of the wives, there's nothing left to do to any of the other wives.